I'm going to take you through a really simple way that you can see your business through the eyes of an investor or an acquirer. Good morning, good morning. Are we feeling brave, bold and brilliant? Well, I hope you are, because what we're going to talk about today is, would you buy your own business? So the reason I'm asking that question is, very often when you are running a business, or maybe you're, you know, you own a business, actually we can get very, very involved in the detail, in the day-to-day. And sometimes that means that we don't always lift ourselves out of that perspective. So it's a great leveler to ask yourself, you know, would I buy my own business? And the reason that question is so powerful is because it puts you in a very different perspective. So this is for you if you're a business owner and you own your own business, but equally, if you are running a business, maybe in a larger corporate organization, you know, the question is also very, very valid. So by asking that question, what it does, it changes our perspective. It puts you in the mind of an investor or a potential acquirer of your business. So why is that important? Well, it's important because it helps us look at things very, very differently than when we're on the in the day-to-day of running our own business. So, you know, if you're an investor or you're looking to buy a business, maybe it's a private equity or a venture capitalist, or equally, it could be, you know, the business is going to be listed on the London Stock Exchange or the New York Stock Exchange as an initial public offering. So people are going to invest in your business in that scenario, or acquire your business or part of. Now, when that actually happens, that means they are looking at your business with very, very different eyes than maybe you do yourself. And in that process, actually, what happens is a very detailed due diligence. So my recommendation to you is that if you're a business owner or you're running a large organization, shift your perspective, put yourself in the mindset of an investor or an acquirer. Ask yourself, would I buy my business? And what this does, it holds up a mirror to you, where you can see things very, very differently than when you're in love with your own business. You know, there's a saying, love is blind. And I think that can sometimes be true when we're actually in an organization or we're running our business. We can become a bit blind to maybe some of the things that could do with improvement, or there may be opportunities that we're missing because we're too close to the detail. So changing that perspective, putting yourself on the other side of the table, is refreshing. I recommend you do this at least once a year or twice a year if you can. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to take you through a really simple way that you can see your business through the eyes of an investor or an acquirer, that then will ultimately allow you to gain a really, really good view as to the health of your business. So when due diligence happens, there are lots of different areas within that. So, you know, the obvious ones are finance, legal, tax, commercial, IT and digital, and HR, talent and culture, as it's sometimes called in certain organizations. So when you actually have those big categories, you know, you can then start to dive into some of the detail in the same way as if someone was buying or investing, they would actually do that. And that allows you, therefore, with your team, to also gain a perspective which is different from maybe the day-to-day perspective. So let's take each one in turn. Finance. How is the financial health of your business? An investor would be looking at the track record that you've had in terms of historic performance, would also be looking at the, you know, the current financial year and how you're performing, but also what's that, you know, roadmap for financial growth over the next 5 years or so. So when you look at that, you know, it comes down to the performance itself in terms of, you know, the top line revenue, the cost base, and your level of profitability. And all of those aspects of the profit and loss account are important. But it also allows you to look at your reporting, for example. Have you got rigorous reporting that allows you to have true visibility of your financial performance in the business? What's your debt position? You know, is that, are you over leveraged or under leveraged potentially? So, you know, when you look at that finance bucket through the eyes of an investor that might be looking to buy your business, you will see that there are certain areas where you've got real strength maybe, but you'll also possibly see some areas that need improvement. So that's the kind of the finance bucket. And then when we get into, you know, tax and legal, I'm not going to go into this too much because it's, you know, can be very complicated, but, you know, is the legal entity structure that you have in place fit for purpose? Is it overly complicated? Have you got lots of different separate legal entities that actually are not serving the business? You know, from a tax point of view, is that being optimized? Are you, you know, optimizing your tax in the UK, or could there be a benefit of actually having overseas, you know, companies that actually are, you know, more tax beneficial? So, you know, the legal, the tax, that structuring side of it can be important as well, you know. So it just allows you to say, does this make sense? Is it in the best place possible? And then what I really want to hone in on is commercial. Now, within that commercial bucket, there can be a huge number of different functions. And every business, every sector is slightly different. So, you know, if I take commercial, within that, there may be around the products and the services that you offer. There would be the trading performance, you know, the pricing, the yield management, for example, stock control. There would also be sales and marketing and brand. You know, is your brand awareness as high as it could be? What sort of level of, you know, net promoter score have you got? What level of customer loyalty have got? There would be customer within there. So within that commercial bucket, depending on the business that you have or the business that you're running on behalf of a corporate, there'd be quite a lot. So, you know, to actually go through each of those areas, you know, is our product and service offering differentiated enough? Or is it actually the same as a competitor and therefore we're in a weak position? Are there actually customer trends that we have not taken account of yet, that we can create a new product offering, a new service offering? You know, when it comes to sales and marketing, is our brand awareness as high as it could be? How is the brand awareness when it comes to aided awareness, where the customer is prompted, have you heard of brand X, versus unaided? You know, so looking at these metrics allows you, through the eyes of an investor, of would I buy this business? What's good? What's not so good? Where might you need to improve? Where might you need to double down on a real strength? You know, so it totally, totally transforms the way that you assess things by doing this. So it's such a valuable exercise. I would encourage you, whether you're running a business on behalf of a larger corporate, whether you own your business, whether you're looking to acquire a business, you will be going through this process yourself. So, you know, it's so refreshing. It allows you to have a fresh perspective. But that commercial area, very, very detailed. There's a lot in there. So, you know, commercial and finance, the two big areas, big chunky areas. But let's talk about tech. Let's talk about IT. So, you know, there are, you know, whole things around the infrastructure, you know, let's call it, you know, systems of record. And then you've got systems of engagement, which is the front end stuff, you know, so that might be around digital, it might be apps, it might be how you're using AI in your business. Have you got it in there at all? Or maybe not at the moment, you know, so how's your tech? Is it in-house and therefore, you know, is a little bit old and clunky and could do with some further investment? You know, are you leveraging all of the external potential tech solutions that might be available for you to go further, faster, more efficiently, and to offer a better service for the customer? So that tech piece is, you know, there's almost the hygiene stuff, if you like, in terms of keeping the lights on, but then there's the more edgier stuff, which is customer facing, AI, tech, digital, etc. So there's a huge amount in here, actually. And then from an HR perspective, you know, or talent and culture, you might call it talent and culture, as a lot of organizations do today. You know, have you got, you know, the right organization structure? You know, have you got the right people on the bus? Are they sitting in the right seats? And is everyone facing in the same direction? You know, this is quite simple. But when you start looking at your business through that lens of an investor of would I buy this business, then you can start to see where you might have incredible strength. You know, you might have an amazing team that is absolutely smashing it, or you might have some gaps, you might have some performance issues. You know, it allows you to say, well, have I got visibility of my succession planning for my team? Who is the caretaker in the event that I need to fill a role very quickly? Who is the successor within 1 year or within 2 to 3 years? You know, have we got the right development programs for our teams in place? How are we in terms of reward and recognition, remuneration? Are we at least on a par with the market, or are we rewarding our teams, you know, in a more generous way to drive their performance? How are the objectives linked to, you know, performance and reward? So, you know, this whole area, this perspective of looking at your business through a different lens is powerful. I cannot emphasize enough how refreshing it can be. And what then comes from this exercise, and it doesn't have to be overly onerous. If you're a small business, you know, you can just literally sit yourself down, spend some quiet time going through this with your team, but asking yourself those challenging questions: would I buy my business? And if the answer to that is not so sure, or God, no, I wouldn't, then that tells you something. If the answer is a definitive yes, brilliant. Keep doing more of the same. But, you know, it holds that mirror up. It keeps you accountable. It allows you to identify genuinely with a more neutral perspective where you need to improve and change, or where you need to double down on an area of real strength. So, as I say, ask yourself the question, would you buy your own business? We are looking for a definitive yes here, a yes with confidence. And if you can't answer that with a definitive yes, then that highlights some actions and changes that you might need to make. So I hope this has been helpful. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do subscribe. If you're listening to it on the podcast, Brave Bold Brilliant, amazing. That's fantastic. But again, please do subscribe, because then you will be alerted when we have a new episode out. If we're not connected on social media, please, let's get connected. You can find me, Jeanette Linfer, on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You know, let's keep it real. I'm here to help. I'm here to support and guide where I can. 30 years in business, running large global businesses, and also, you know, having done a lot of mergers and acquisitions, growth, turnaround, transformation, etc. So the reason I put this content out is because I genuinely believe that it is by being brave and bold that you're going to be brilliant. And being brave and bold in the context of this topic is around asking that really big, hairy, audacious question: would you buy your own business? And we are looking for a yes. So whatever you're doing today, please, please have an amazing day. Keep it real. And remember, there are no limits to our growth, but we've got to be honest, and we have to be brave, and we have to be bold, and that will allow us to be brilliant. Take care, everyone. Bye. I really hope you've enjoyed Brave, Bold, Brilliant. Don't forget to subscribe and share with all your friends. And if you've enjoyed listening, I'd love it if you'd leave me a 5-star review.